playing at Gumbo with the world's finest rock. This is the world famous outlaw station, Fabrication Nation. The Rodman here, Orlando Civic Center. As we're having a great time, FabTech 2024. I think it's a convention center actually, but you know what? It's been a long week. We've met lots of people, had a lot of fun, and a couple of cocktails, I'll be honest. But you know what? We're gonna have some more fun today, man. We're gonna be here all day long. So if you're anywhere in the Orlando area, make sure you stop by and look for us. Right now, though, I got a special guest with me, man. Tell them your name first and who you're with, and because I'm excited to talk to you. I got some questions for you, man.
You bet. No, I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you. My name is Devin Keither. I'm a regional sales lead for Tradesman International out of the Great Lakes region.
Yes, nice area. So, man, that's what I want to talk to you. I've been hearing lots of people talking about it. The workforce, all these different things, man. You know, give me your opinion, where we're at, man. You know, as far as, you know, FabTech 2024, what you're seeing, what do you think's hot, you know, and then we want to talk about some of the things that you guys are doing as well, you know?
Sure. So I think the largest and most common thing you're going to see and hear a lot about in fabrication or manufacturing in general is just the automation component to everything.
I see, yeah.
The workforce is the world I live in. So we're a contract labor company. We're specializing in working with this kind of new era of the workforce. Now, you know, the last 50 years of manufacturing space is kind of the good old-fashioned blue-collar worker that goes to the same parking lot for the last 15, 20 years, punching the same clock, seeing the same lunchbox, doing all that stuff. But there's a new wave of workforce that a lot of companies aren't really sure how they're going to manage. It's kind of that next generation,
Yes, absolutely.
And the common knowledge across the floor is, like, let's automate it.
Right. But I keep hearing that, you know, but can everything be automated?
It can't. No.
That's what I'm thinking.
There's still, it changes the skill sets the workforce needs, right?
So You need people that can run this automation, right?
You got it, right? And it just changes the technicalities of their skill sets. Rather than just pressing a button or moving material by hand, they're operating the machines that move the material for them. So there's a safety component that makes things easier, but it's just a different skill set.
A different skill set. And how do you guys address that? How do you guys get that quality talent and do what you do?
So I think the larger question out of that is really just managing the overall workforce of the manufacturing space.
Right.
So I want to point out that our environment is kind of covered with smoke and mirrors right now. Manufacturing is plateaued. I think we all, if you walk across the floor, you'll hear about economic softening right now.
Right.
Companies are kind of in a stabilization mode. Right. Not falling, but not growing like they would want to or expect to.
Not the same growth that they've seen in previous years, right?
Exactly. Right. But if you look at manufacturing trends, with every dip, there's always a spike. It never goes down perpetually, right? But the workforce, if you pay attention to the unemployment rates in the manufacturing sector, it's still hovering just under 4% across the country.
Okay.
So, yes, as an environment and an industry, we're working really well to keep things plateaued right now.
Right there, stable.
But when that floodgate opens and things start to break free, there's going to be a pivot point just like we had in COVID, where that shallow puddle of employees that exists out there for people to go find and build their workforce, it's going to dry up fast.
It's harder and harder to find.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So other industries like healthcare and IT and technology have managed through contract workers and contract crews, which is the world I live in. They've done that for decades.
Yes, and successfully.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's worked in tremendous success across the country. You walk into a hospital right now, any hospital that in anywhere across this country, I could almost guarantee 25% of the staff on that floor doesn't actually work for the hospital. They're contracted in independently.
Absolutely. I got a good friend of mine that actually lives here in Florida, but she's a travel RN and she goes all over the country. She loves it. She works at different hospitals every month, just about, or 2 months. And she'll be in New York and then LA, and she's in San Diego, and she loves it. So you're absolutely right. I can see that now becoming the trend, like you said, as far as getting the workforce in the manufacturing, that contracted. So that's, tell me more. I'm digging this, man.
So every company has ebbs and flows to their workload, right? There's production spikes, peaks and valleys to their workloads. No one is perpetually on a giant climb. If they are, they're hiring.
Right.
So what our job is to assist companies with managing their core workforce. They retain them year-round, 52 weeks of the year. They truck along and they pay them their benefits. They're their glue guys, right? They count on them every day.
Right.
But what do you do as an organization when you see a big workload? Your sales guys are out selling. They're at shows just like FabTech.
Yeah.
You're having fun.
Who's taking care of the work back home, you know?
Right. So they get to a point where there's a surge coming and they can see it. They forecast it.
Right.
They've kind of forced with a few different options. Number one would be to either just kick their deadlines out, tell their customers, hey, it's going to take 6 months longer than we anticipated.
And then you risk losing a sale.
Exactly. Never a good option
Dangerous.
There. Two, you start looking at hiring potentially, right? You try to see what it's going to take.
That can gamble, take, you know. That could be, you could hit lucky, or you could, yep, you know, you could crap out.
And it takes a while to do that. There's a lot of money invested into
it. Process, you know, background checks, all that.
You could outsource it. Could go to a job shop in the area, see if they'll do it.
But they really know the industry, though. They don't really, you know. I mean, you can't just go to Express and Employment and get somebody that knows fabricating.
Right. You could outsource it to a job shop, and then you lose a little bit of the quality control, right? Because you're having somebody else do it. You kind of interject logistics to it
and hope it goes well.
Or you flat out turn the work down, and in my book that's never a good option.
Oh my
option,
god,
right?
no.
So from our perspective, what we do is we manage that gig workforce that exists out there.
It's skillful, they know their trade, they're masterful in that skill set, and then they can come in and immediately hit the ground running and fill in those gaps.
Got it. I always joke, I tell a lot of people this, that there's like a secret society of independent contractors in the manufacturing world.
Right.
Our job's to manage it. Yeah, we've got thousands of employees kind of scattered across the country from every MapDot town you can think of.
That's amazing. That's so invaluable to a company. You know?
These little companies that are kind of in the middle of no man's land, right? They're 45 minutes outside of Chicago, an hour and a half north of Orlando. They're not in these major metro areas where they're dense with a population to get employees.
Right, and you get them quickly like that.
How are they supposed to grow?
Right.
How are they supposed to grow?
Yeah. So you get that big contract and you need a whole bunch of new employees that are very good at their skill.
Where are they coming from?
Where are you going to go get them? You know, you're focused on selling and getting the job done,
which is what you should be doing, right?
That's
you
want to
grow.
Exactly. if you need a new website, you go to a professional that does websites. And in this case, if you need workforce help, they need to go to a professional like you guys to provide that professional workforce, the skill sets that they're looking for and the quality that they're looking for. I'm sure
we ship 7,000 plus contract employees across the country every year.
Wow.
And that's on a stable year, honestly. And in some of our bigger peaks, that number hits five digits easily. We're creeping up over 10,000 contract employees across the country.
This is such a great thing, not only for the companies, but for the fabricators, the workers, you know what I mean? To be able to have that freedom of knowing that their skill set can be used. I mean, you can be, you know, you're not beholden to any one job. Maybe if you're not happy, you can go and, hey, who knows? The opportunity's endless.
Well, to kind of aid in what I was saying about the shift in the workforce,
right?
The new era of employee values their free time more than any era of employees have ever done in American history.
Absolutely.
They want time with their families, and rightfully so,
Who doesn't, right?
Exactly.
That's actually what we work for.
So how does a company balance that? They start getting creative with, like, the weekend shifts, work 12, or 3-12s, get paid for 4. They start getting all these creative ideas.
Right.
It works for some, but it doesn't always work for others.
Right.
We get a lot of guys. I just had a gentleman stop by our booth last night, right before the end of the show, came over, and I love these stories.
Yeah.
Comes over, he just walks up, shakes my hand, says, hey, I just want to say thank you. Said, sure. Well, for what? Great show, right?
I know you.
Yeah. And he said, I worked for you guys for 3 years. This is 5-10 years ago.
Wow.
And he said, it propelled a career path that I never thought I could get into.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It just opens opportunities, I would think.
He was a welder for us down in the Texas region. Went on a couple of projects for us. Did really well. I don't work in that region, so I didn't know the gentleman personally. And now he's a lead fabricator and a foreman on the SpaceX crews.
Get out.
And I was like, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard, man.
And that opportunity came because of being able to, you know, to showcase his skill sets thanks to you guys putting him in positions in front of people that, you know, probably value, obviously, his work maybe more than people he's worked for in the past.
Well, from an employment standpoint, why it works really well is they get exposed to different environments frequently, right?
Yeah, that's experience.
Yeah, if you go to the same building, the same product, the same process, the same everything for the next 15 years, you're going to get really good at that.
Right.
But then all of a sudden, maybe that company hits a downturn, and you've got to go figure out a new weld process,
pivot to something else, you know. Do you have that experience in there, you know? Are you exposed to those things? You know, this gives them that opportunity, I'm sure, to be more well-rounded in a lot of different areas and improve those skill sets even.
And we all know that the skilled trade shortage is a very real problem, right?
Like,
we all know the American workforce is not nearly as skilled as it was 10-15 years
Absolutely.
ago. So what my favorite thing about our job is we're exposing people to things that they never thought they would get exposed to. You get into welding school, nobody really knows what they want to weld on, right?
Right. Next thing you know, you're working on a SpaceX Dragon rocket.
Exactly, right? You're building stuff going
to
Mars.
Also, right? That's so cool, man.
Yeah.
So maybe they need your services. Maybe they, you know, maybe they're a welder. They're looking to get into this, or maybe they're a business and they're looking, they need workforce help. Where can they find you guys at?
They can go to tradesmaninternational.com. If you're an employee looking for work, you think this sounds awesome, you think you want to check it out, I would tell you to go to tradesmen.jobs. That's tradesmen, TRADESMEN.jobs, JOBS. That's for the employment side. If you're here in Orlando, stop by our booth. We'll be here the rest of the day.
By. We're going to be here, man. Yep. Exactly.
We'll be here. Otherwise, tradesmaninternational.com. You can check out our services and see out all
the information. That's very cool, man. Look, one more question. Have you ever thought about doing one of these for old radio DJs? You know, look, we can find a station for you somewhere, surely, you know?
Hey, we're an innovative company. You never know what's around the corner.
That's awesome, man. Thank you so much for coming by. Look, we need to get you back on during the week. We get back on to back in the studio. We need to do this again sometime. And I really like the concept of this, and I think it's very valuable. We have a lot of welders and workers, fabricators that listen to us over at Ingalls, Airbus, different places, and I'm sure they would love to know about what you guys do. So I'd love to talk to you some more about this so we can do that in the future. What do you think so far of FabTech 2024?
So this is my first run at FabTech.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. A bit overwhelmed, I'll be honest with you. There's a lot going on.
Machinery here, huh?
There's a lot going on.
But right behind us, you can hear it.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like every time I walk out into a new row, I find something new. I meet someone new. It's spectacular. Cool. If you haven't been here, check it out.
Yeah, great networking opportunity and great opportunities abound, just like with these guys. You know, you never know where you're going to be working next, and here's your opportunity to meet them face to face, and you never know. So thank you again so much. What's that website? One more time. Give it to them before we get out of here.
Tradesmaninternational.com.
There you go, man. All right, stick around. We got some great music lined up for you. A true gumbo of the world's finest rock as we broadcast live from FabTech 2024. This is world famous outlaw station, Fabrication Nation.